Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion. Maggie Rodden, how you doing today, huh? Hey, how many remember that song? Well, I was reading an article about good old Gloria Steinem. You know, that dried up old broad who was doing a lot of hustling of women back in the 70s. You know, the one who said that, oh, you don't need to do any of those traditional things. You're a fool if you do it. So I was thinking we'd start off after the break talking about Gloria Steinem, and everybody can call in and they can give their 2 cents if they'd like to on the old hustler, the hustler in chief. In fact, she deserves a category of her own, don't you think? Good old hustling Gloria. What do you think, huh? I was reading a story about her, and she is an old broad now. She's about 77, I think, which is an amazing thing. She made it that far in life, but anyway, she had a lot of her pearls of wisdom she was spewing in this article that I thought I would comment on for all of you who are listening. But let me give you the call-in number, and we can talk about the old broad Gloria Steinem, that old hustler, still around hustling people even today at 77. Isn't it amazing? And HBO even made a documentary on the old broad Gloria in her own words. Ooh, baby, I'll tell you. We want to hear what she had to say, don't we? Well, we already know what she had to say. We've lived what Gloria Steinem had to say and the input that she had on kind of changing things, you know, how they wanted to change things so there was logic, from logic to illogical, you know, from up to down and down to up. You know how good those leftists are at hustling. God, they all, you know, if they're going to pass out degrees for people who did nothing and pass out awards, well, they ought to hand one out to her because she actually did something. Nothing beneficial, but she did something nonetheless. Listen, everybody, 800-313-9443 is the number today. 800-313-9443. You can call into the show, our website, republicbroadcasting.org. We're going to be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away. Gloria Steinem is the topic to start.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Unsolicited opinion, and the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. Listen, you can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. That's all you have to look for, and I mean, it was difficult to figure out, isn't it? I know I always laugh when I say that, but I suppose, you know, for me on Facebook, my Facebook page is Unsolicited Opinion, because I don't know why I wasn't able to put the Unsolicited Opinion. Maybe I have a different setup than Republic Broadcasting Network. I don't know. Facebook has so many rules and regulations. You know, they drive you nuts, too. Boy, I'll tell you, everybody drives you nuts today, don't they? I'm telling you. Anyway, well, not everybody. Maybe just a few people. Maybe just a handful of people get on your last nerve. What do you think, huh? Anyway, Republic Broadcasting Network is on Facebook. And that's what you look for. And I know there's a lot of people who are liking Republic Broadcasting Network, which, of course, only proves that they're smart people, right? Now, you can also find us with Twitter. RBN Live is our Twitter name. And I actually tweet, too, and I'm actually on Facebook. What the heck is it? I'm telling you, the mind is a terrible thing, isn't it? Facebook, Unsolicited Opinion, and Maggie underscore in underscore USA for Twitter, if you would like to follow the tweets I tweet on Twitter. or what RBN does, which is at RBN Live. Listen, I want to say hello to everybody out there who is listening. Our newest station, KHFX 1140 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Everybody else who's hanging out in Texas and tuning in. Everybody in every other state, and depending upon, you know, I've said this before, but we have to ask the president how many states he thinks there are in this country today. You never know. But anyway, that number changes as far as he's concerned. He doesn't want the facts to get in the way. Anyway, 800-724-2719 is the number for you to call if you would like to advertise your business or service on a network that redistributes the truth. And we redistribute the truth one word at a time. Every day, 24/7, you are being told the truth, not the hustle, the truth. So I suggest you get in contact with us. Our address, if you would like to get in contact with us that way, is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Anyway. Call-in number. I don't have a guest. It's just me and you today, kids. We're on our own. Oh, no, what to do? Listen, 800-313-9443 is the number to call in. We can talk about anything you want. I'm going to start off talking about that old dried-up broad, Gloria Steinem, and all she had to say then. Well, we all know what she had to say then, and what she has to say for herself today, which is not an improvement from what she had to say 40 years ago, I might add. But anyway, we're going to talk about this article about the old broad, Gloria Steinem. And maybe some of you out there listening may have a comment or two or your own opinion of good old Gloria. Yes, yes. So let's get going here. What does she have to say? Oh, they say she sounds as sharp as ever. Well, I don't know how sharp you could define Gloria Steinem to have been, based upon what came out of that bird brain of hers. Let's see. Oh, she's still holding on to her natural beauty, so the author of this article claims, which I'm sure is debatable. Never spend more than 15 minutes a day on your looks was a credo many took to heart, which I guess something that she claims she said, and plastic surgery to her is basically a racist idea. Now, is there anything more absurd than that statement, really? Plastic surgery is a racist idea. I mean, do these people who hustle race, you know who they are, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, the whole nine yards, all those hustlers who are so adept at hustling people, do they really believe that plastic surgery is akin to being a racist? You know, you can't take these fools anymore. I have little tolerance for these fools today. I really do. I don't know how many of you out there have a lot of tolerance for them. I don't have a lot of tolerance for these people anymore. I'd like to just slap some of them, to be honest with you, sometimes. I'd like to just see somebody just grab them by the gullet and just slap them. A good one. Slap them silly. Slap a little sense into them. Anyway, she said she's not been able to conjure up one iota of regret about not having children. And after she spent her entire life critiquing marriage and marriage laws, she decided at age 66 to get married, but then they threw in here that it was to help the father, her husband, I guess, with his visa issues. So, geez, are they saying that Gloria Steinem, good old Gloria, the old broad Gloria, that she got married and the reason, the rationale for her marriage was to violate our immigration laws? Oh, no, Gloria, say it isn't so. Glow, please. I don't know. She says that gender views have changed, but not actual choices. Well, I mean, you got male and female. I mean, what else do we have to pick from here? I mean, as you know, you can dress in drag, I suppose, right? I don't know. Gender views have changed, but not actual choices. Well, what's the other choice? We, like, have half female, half male? I don't know. What is the good old Gloria looking for? I don't know. She's losing her marbles, the few that she had to begin with. I don't think she's probably, I don't think that she's got too many upstairs to be able to be losing any of them. She doesn't have too many profound things to say, and that certainly would fall into that category. And then she's talking about, They asked her about what does the woman who famously went undercover as a Playboy bunny in 1965 and who recently posted the article to refute the glamorous image suggested by the quickly canceled Playboy Club television show make of what the world looks like now. She says that we're living in a culture in which sexualizing every younger girl is part of the backlash against feminism. Well, I don't know, Gloria. I would kind of think that you were one of the promoters of sexualizing girls, don't you think? I mean, wasn't she kind of this, an advocate of, well, you don't need any of the traditional things? So I would think an outcome of advocating that position would be the sexualizing of young girls. What do you think? That's certainly what was going on when I was a teen in the 70s. That's certainly what was happening. That was the message that was being pushed. You've come a long way, baby. So here we go. That's she thinks that it's just a backlash against feminism. I don't know what... I don't know about that, Gloria. I think you're a little off the mark, Gloria. She blames a lot of what people see in popular culture on a media hierarchy controlled by men. And she says that she's ready to picket shows like The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Well, I think a little capitalism action is going on. And those women who are the Real Housewives of New Jersey or New York or any of the other shows they've got around the nation, this reality stuff is, I think they're making a buck off of it. So I think they're playing it to the hilt. She says, that's not us. That's the media. Only 3%, less than 5% of decision-making positions are occupied by women. I'll tell you, she says, it's the system, the system. We just got to fix that system. If only we would fix that unfair, unjust system, we would all join hands and we'd be singing Kumbaya. Now, why did we get that message? Gloria, you slipped, you failed. And your mission, huh? So what else does she have to say here? She says that there's no shortage of great young activists, but if you're talking about the culture, the pornification of the media is really a great cause for alarm. I don't know. Here again. I mean, Gloria, you were pushing all of these things. What's happened? I don't know. Did she get religion or something in her old age? What do you think? I doubt that. What do you think it is? Huh? What do you think that's driving good old Gloria? Yeah, the pornification of the media. Of course, we didn't need any morality or any of that stuff back in the 70s, right? That was a big bad thing. You didn't want any of that stuff. That was bad. Out with the old, in with the new. And then here, what else does she say here? She says, what else? When you have a big social justice movement, the power structure finds people who look like you and behave like them. The point is not biology, not to get a job for one woman. It's to make life more equal for all women. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that, like, we're all born equally human. But then we aren't all born with the same skill sets, talents, abilities. You know what I mean? It's kind of just like the luck of the draw. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were born here in the United States. And some people were born in, you know, Swahili. Wait, that's a language. Somalia. Timbuktu. East Timor. I don't know. Pick out one of those countries. So, I don't know. I think you got a much better shot at a little equality action here in the good old U.S. of A. Than you have in any of those other places. Anyway, we're coming back. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Join me, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. Good old Gloria is the topic thus far.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Meg, you Bob fan. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number today, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you want to get in contact with me, there's a contact button on my website, so feel free to do that. I am kind of talking about good old Gloria Steinem. Wasn't she just one of the leaders of the women's movement? Yes, she was, and now she's complaining about the culture. The pornification of the media is really a great cause for alarm. I wonder if good old GLO wants to take any responsibility for that. Come on, GLO, is it time to come clean, baby, huh? What do you think, Gloria? So anyway, let's see. What else does she have to say? She thinks, here's another good one. You guys out there, you're going to like this one. She thinks the United States is far behind other countries in child care options. and providing for both the mother and father. Now, don't they have, now, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm sure they'll do that. Don't they have a little of this, like you get to stay home for 2 years after you have a baby in Greece and, you know, paid for by your fellow taxpayers' hard-earned dollars? And don't they have some kind of something to that effect over there where they're collapsed, the economy's collapsing, and they're kind of rioting in the streets? Of course, it's kind of similar to what's going on here, and we don't even have that yet, do we? Oh, I don't know, though. If I suppose if you added in the welfare and all that stuff that you can get for having babies and you never have to go back to work with that deal, I suppose maybe that would count, right? I don't know. But anyway, yeah, what else does she have to say? She says that she's kept moving forward. She's got her many friends from all over the globe who are passing through her life. And in fact, one of those, one of her ex-lovers, she was actually asked to speak, and she was chosen over an ex-wife. Now, I don't know, not too often do you have your ex-wife speak at your funeral anyway, but you never know. You know, this is 2011. We can kind of make the rules up as we go along, right? Of course, some would say we've been making the rules up as we've been going along now for about 40 years. Because none of those old rules work. So here we are today with the new rule book, which says there are no rules anymore. It's like, I want a free lunch. I deserve it. I was born. Therefore, I deserve everything. And how dare you claim that I might have to do a little work to get it? Well, we don't want that to happen. So anyway, that's about it on good old Gloria Steinem, and I am sure a lot of listeners on this network are fans of the old broad. I bet you they are, and they were glad to hear that update. So now what else do we have going on in the world? There was something on RBN's website, a couple articles that were rather noteworthy today that I thought would be worth throwing my 2 cents in on. And one of them, of course, you know, that whole protester that, you know, Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Oakland, you know, all that stuff, what doesn't seem to be working out as anticipated, at least not in Oakland, because they're kind of using a little tear gas, I guess, to have the protesters disperse. So I don't think it's going as planned, or I don't know, maybe that is what the game plan was. We'll have to ask the people who are behind promoting this whole game in the first place. What do you think? But I was thinking, you know how Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano has labeled, you know, like returning vets from Iraq and Afghanistan and people who believe in the First Amendment or the Second Amendment or those, you know, that old dusty old document called the Constitution. Well, you know how she's claiming that, like, we're potential domestic terrorists? You know, I was just wondering if she's going to label these protesters, these Occupy Wall Street. I wonder if there's a memo that's going to be leaked out to let us all know that all those people are potential domestic terrorists as well. I'm wondering if that's on the list of things for her to do this week. What do you guys think, huh? What do you think? Are they potential domestic terrorists as well? So, I don't think so. I think that they're exercising their First Amendment rights. However, other people might think they're not. Now, even if they are useful idiots and sheep being led to slaughter by their leaders, still remains that they do have a right to protest. I'm all about that. I think that people have a right to stand up and say anything they like. But I guess, I don't know. I guess the police in Oakland don't think so. And I think a few other cities are jumping on board with giving the old bums rush to the protesters. Anyway, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Unsolicited opinion. If you'd like to call in today and give me your opinion, you are more than welcome to do so. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. We can talk about anything and everything you like because we believe in free speech here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Unlike some of those other networks where they don't really want the truth to get out there. Because the truth is, you know, the truth is a tough thing to deal with because it kind of, you know, smacks those lies all around. I mean, the truth really does win out over the lie, right? So we can have that. But on this network, you can tell the truth. We like the truth here. We're fans of the truth. The truth is fun. Anyway, so I was talking about Janet Napolitano before we went to break. And, I was talking about whether or not she's got anybody lined up in the terrorist camps, you know, the potential domestic terrorists, all of us are being labeled as here in America, and they're doing more and more stuff all the time. I mean, it really is an amazing thing. We are living in a fishbowl. In fact, who was it? Somebody called in and came up with the idea of using a fishbowl, a picture of a fishbowl and a fish looking out, bug-eyed. Several fish bug-eyed in a fishbowl with very little water, and everybody staring down at them. That's kind of what's happening here. Aren't we all living in a fishbowl, and we're all going to be bug-eyed soon? And everywhere we look, there's cameras all around that want to just spy on us. And there's an article on RBN that you got to go to RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. You got to go to RBN. There's an article on there, too, about the written by a man named John Whitehead, Reverend John Whitehead. And this is from a website, I don't know what the name, NewJerseyToday.net, but you can go to RBN and find this. And this is about the VIP, our searches in the American citizen, dominate, intimidate, and control. And boy, I'll tell you, that is certainly what they're up to. So I'm going to read a little bit about this. But let me take this caller that I have. First, I have Charlotte in Texas. Hey, Charlotte, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I am surviving reality. How you doing?
Sounds good. Well, I told the person who answered the phone that I was flipping. You know how you flip, and I'm not much of a flipper. Once I have my stations lined up, I don't touch it. But I thought, well, I got to get off of this and see what's out there. And I came across your station when you were talking about Gloria.
Yeah, huh?
And it caught my interest, and I thought, I got to find out who this lady is, and I waited for your phone number. So I thought, well, and then you got into some other things going on, and I thought, well, she's kind of, you know, my kind of gal, so I thought I'd find out a little bit about you, Maggie. Now, tell me about yourself. Are you a conservative?
Am I a conservative? Yes, I'd have to say that I am. And I would tell you, my definition of conservative really is conserving freedom.
Good.
And liberty.
Okay.
For all.
Yeah, I am a conservative, but you have to say it, because sometimes if you tell the other side that you're conservative, you get NATO'd or something, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, yeah, I do. In fact, that kind of, you know, if you were listening when I was talking to good old Gloria, that's all she was about, wasn't it? You know, and it's kind of funny. I don't know how much you heard of what I was talking about her and the comments that she's making now that she's made it to age 77. But I'm 54, and back in the 70s, I mean, you know, all she was about was out with the old and in with the new. And, you know, you didn't need to be married. You didn't have to have, you didn't need to be married. You didn't need a husband. You didn't need to go to church. You know, you could burn your bra and keep on stepping. And that's what she's all about. And now she's complaining that with our culture today is kind of the pornification of the media. Now I ask Gloria, what do you think, Charlotte? Wouldn't she have expected that?
Well, when you were saying she's gotten married, I thought, oh, my goodness, this girl's going to be, something's going to happen to her. I don't know what, but I tell you what, when she was in her heyday, there was no way you could even have an opinion. You know, those that were not on her side, we couldn't even have an opinion because we were just idiots.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you wanted to stay home and have a family and bake chocolate chip cookies and raise your kids and, you know, and if you liked being a homemaker, there was something wrong with you. You didn't know what was going on. You weren't hip.
Well, I tell you what, the only thing, I was so glad. I'm going to start listening to you. What times do you come on, Maggie?
I'm on from 10 a.m. Central to noon every day, Monday through Friday.
I'm going to be listening, and I'll be calling in. I just love you. I really do. And you have a great sense of humor, but you have a lot of really good stuff that I like to hear. And I need ammunition, if you get my drift.
Oh, yes, I do. Well, you know what? Honestly, Charlotte, as far as I'm concerned, now I'm 54. It's a little, you got to tell it like it is in life.
Yeah.
And you can't pull any punches. And all this political correctness crap that they talk about all the time has only been designed to silence people who are opposed to the agenda that they're pushing. That's all. Yeah. It's all a big hustle that they've created. It's all a big ruse. It's smoke and mirrors. Because they aren't interested in humanity or human beings or any of these other things that they've claimed that they're so lofty in their ideals and they walk a step above us. And, oh, all this equality and social justice and all that crap, that's absolutely irrelevant to them. It's just a method to their madness. It is just the message that they are using to manipulate people with instead of facts.
Yeah, I'm 67, and the way I look at it, it's like it's a contest to see who has the better, thing to say, the better side or something. And to me, it's like, it's not a contest, folks. It's people out here, and we just need to have the right things to say to people to help them. Especially now, my word, where I live in this little town in Texas, they're looking for help. They're looking for suggestions. They're not looking for politically correct statements to say. And so I get angry, but I'm not going to right now. Not on your station, I'm not. But
you can get angry if you want to. We allow that too.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of guys on TV, on the radio stations that are conservative, and I listen to them a lot. But when I found you, I thought, there's a couple of ladies on that I listen to, but you just had a little bit of magic going on, and I thought, well, I'm going to give you a call, and I'll be listening to you.
Well, I'm glad.
Please keep it going, okay?
Well, I'm going to try to, Charlotte, until they drag me out by kicking and screaming. They're going to have to drag me out. I'm a little stubborn, so.
Where are you located?
Well, I am physically outside of Philadelphia, but the network is in Round Rock. Round Rock, where are you in Texas? Where's your little town you mentioned?
Waxahachie, Texas, just a little bit south of Dallas.
How do you spell that?
Waxahachie. Waxahachie. It's an Indian name.
Oh, okay. What does it mean? Do you know?
I have no idea. I have no idea what it means.
Well, that's an interesting
name. I get that a lot. A lot of people ask. In fact, I had a lady call me from Minnesota, and she knew exactly what it meant because she says they have a lot of Indians up there. But I couldn't tell you in a million years what it stands for.
We're so many different Indian tribes, but when I moved up to Philadelphia, I'm not a native of Philadelphia originally. I actually grew up outside of Buffalo in a suburb of the city as a kid, but I had moved to Philadelphia, 12 years ago or so, something like that, and there were stores around here, like little 7-Eleven stores. Do you have 7-Eleven stores in Texas?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Well, there was a store here called Wawa, W-A-W-A, and it's like a 7-Eleven, honestly. It's even better, though, because they have these great hoagies, and everything is made right there, your sandwiches and that, and great coffee and stuff.
They
it's a neat thing, and it's a privately owned billion-dollar business. You got to love capitalism. But I said to somebody, what is a Wawa? What does Wawa mean? And it's an Indian word for duck, I guess. Duck or goose. Geese.
Well, you know what? You got to love them because they're kind of neat words. That's a neat word. Wawa. We need really. So, I tell you what. I'm so glad that I got to talk with you. And I'm calling you again. So you got to remember my name.
I will, Charlotte. You can call me any day you like.
I plan to because you'll be talking about stuff I'm interested in, and so I will be calling you, but definitely will be listening. I'm so glad. I just dialed, was dialing through, and I thought, who is this? And I just love you, so I'll be calling you.
I'm so glad that you found us, really. There's a lot of great programming on this network, I assume. You must be listening through 1140 a.m. then.
I'm listening
KHFX? Are you listening?
1140, that's what I wrote. I've got it all written down. I wrote everything down so I'd remember to do it.
Well, there's a lot of great hosts that you might find very interesting because the message that comes from Republic Broadcasting Network and the hosts on here is unlike really anything you're going to find anywhere else. And I say that in all sincerity, because people really believe in telling people the truth, and a lot of the stuff that we've been told our entire life has been a lie, which we need to unlearn and really learn what's really been going on, who the puppet master has been, who's been controlling events all these years, unbeknownst to all of us, because we're products of an educational system that has been controlled by tax-exempt foundations and a handful of globalist elitists who really want to rule the world. And as outrageous as it sounds, it really is a fact. All those different things you've heard that people have told you.
I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, and I just wouldn't give anything if we could go back to that time, you know. That was just really pure. And you would never be caught telling lies on TV about any politician or anything, but it's not that way anymore.
So. No, it isn't at all. And Gloria Steinem really did play a significant role in that. So when I saw this article that was in the paper a few days ago, I saved it, and I thought, well, one of these days when I don't have a guest, I'm going to talk about what role this lady played in this woman, the hand she had in the so-called feminism and the destruction of the American family and the value system that people, the value system of right and wrong, not the system of, if you want to call them, values that we have today, where you've got these young kids thinking that, well, I've got $100,000 worth of student loan debt that I willingly took on, and it's now someone else's responsibility. I shouldn't have to pay that back. And that, you know, the same with people who bought too many houses they couldn't afford, or people who signed a contract and they didn't understand the terms of the contract. Well, I mean, at what point in life are you supposed to be responsible for your actions, Charlotte?
I'll tell you what else. It might be a good idea to talk about how she got her power, how all those people were beginning to get their power, and it was because we gave it to them, but through whom did we give it to them? I don't know how she all of a sudden rose to this, I don't know, mate, whatever she became, but I could not stand her. And all my friends, we couldn't, but somehow she became like a goddess.
Well, you
and
know,
maybe
it's
too young. You were a baby when I was.
No, but, well, yeah, I am younger than you, but I remember that. I mean, I was a young teen. I was 14 in 1971. But, I mean, I remember her. And, you know, the National Organization for Women, Bella Abzug, and, you know, the different people that were behind that.
Yeah.
And how it was so influential for young kids and young girls. And, you know, everything you thought, well, you know, well, oh, we don't need to do that anymore. And, you know, you were just so, you were so manipulated by the rhetoric that these people used, and you were so browbeaten if you didn't want to go along with what they were telling you was the new cool, you know, this is the way to be now.
See, they didn't have my mom. Because my mom made it real, you know, clear on how it was going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if we had stronger parents that knew how to, you know, battle a lot of this stuff, I think a lot of it wouldn't happen. But it's just like right now, look at the kids. My word, stuff going on. But I guess the world is going to change, and there's not much we can do about it because change is inevitable. But it's the poor kids that take the brunt of it, and then they grow up thinking things that are not true. It's just like you're saying, it's the truth. And Maggie, you have to be sure, no matter what happens, you please do be the truth person, the truth monger.
Well,
we need somebody telling the truth to these kids and to us grown-ups. And I'm so glad I found you. I feel like I know you. I feel like I've known you for 100 years.
Well, maybe you have. You know, they say we all have a double in life, right? You never know.
You never know. But if you're charming, you're delightful, and I'm going to stay in touch with you. And if you ever come to Dallas, be sure I know, okay?
I will. I'll look you up. In fact, I have a dear friend of mine who lives down. He's not in Dallas. He's in San Marcos. I don't know how far that is from Dallas.
That's
maybe
down south. That's not too far. Texans are used to traveling. We're a big state.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah. I was down in Dallas. Was I Dallas? Yeah, we were just flying a stopover in Dallas and stayed overnight there years and years ago when we were on our way to Las Vegas, and it actually snowed in Dallas. And I thought I was in Buffalo, coming from Buffalo in the wintertime where you always had a ton of snow. I said, how did I end up in Dallas with snow?
It hasn't just been the only day ever.
Probably, right? Story of my life. But, you know, let me tell you something, Charlotte. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. go there. I've got a lot of information on my website, and there's a tab on there entitled
The Unsolicited
Opinion.com.
How wonderful is that? Okay, wonderful opinion. Unsolicited opinion. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it written down. I've got your radio station. I've got your phone number and your Maggie Redden.
Rodden.
Okay. I got that. And I will do that, and I'll send you my email, too. And let's stay in touch, girl.
Yeah, do that, please. I've got a contact button on my website, so you're more than welcome to get in contact with me, Charlotte. And, you know, call in any time with ideas. Thanks for calling. I enjoyed it very much, and I'm glad you're listening.
Hear me? Don't disappear on me.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm going to send you my email, and if you don't just I really do like it. I'm going to tell my best friends, all my buddies.
Oh,
so
good, wonderful.
Thank you, and take care, okay?
Thanks, Charlotte. I appreciate it very much. We're going to break, everybody. That cue music says we got to go away. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't leave.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Unsolicited opinion. And I am playing all of those Donna Summer songs because, of course, it takes you back to the whole era of, you know, I started out with good old, the old broad Gloria Steinem, and so I thought, well, let's play a little music that would exemplify some of the different messages the old broad was spewing back in her heyday, huh? Well, she's not an old broad today. She's like an old gray mare. But anyway, she doesn't think she is, and delusions are a wonderful thing. We all like to have them now and then because sometimes it beats the hell out of taking a look in the mirror and seeing what's looking back at you, right? But anyway, here's the number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. You can call in and we can talk about anything you want to talk about. I'm open to anything and everything. Now, you can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook. Republic Broadcasting Network is our Facebook name. You can find us on Twitter. RBN Live is our Twitter account name. So we are tweeting under the RBN Live name. You can advertise your business or service on a network that redistributes the truth. And the way to do that is to get in touch with us, 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. Listen, I want to say hello to everybody who's listening, especially, hey, Sharla, the caller I had who's calling from, I'm going to Waxahachie, I guess is the way you pronounce it, who was listening through our latest station, which is 1140 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, KHFX 1140 AM. So anyway, now, also, a couple more things. Listen, you can always send a donation to keep the redistribution of the truth on the air to Republic Broadcasting at 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Listen, General Electric isn't going to be buying any advertising time on this network because they don't like us telling the truth. So, I suggest if you have some friends who have businesses or services, you need to talk to them about helping to support a network that is trying to fight back, and, hey, we got to keep America alive. She's, like, going down for the count now, right? Aren't we, like, in a ring here? I would say so, you know? And, you know, I don't know, how many rounds does one normally go? Is it 15 rounds in a professional bout boxing match? I'm not sure. Of course it is unless you're knocked out first. But anyway, we're like, you know, going down for the count, kids, so you got to help out. Anyway, now I wanted to mention, I was talking about this article that's up on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org up there, and this article is talking about, oh, Big Brother, you know, all that good stuff they're trying to do to us to make sure we're safe by monitoring us, because we wouldn't be safe unless they kept an eye on us, right? Anyway, this article written by Reverend John Whitehead, and he's talking about the transition to a police state will not come about with a dramatic coup d'etat with battering rams and a marauding militia. Listen, I'll keep talking about that in 60 seconds. I'll be back in 60 seconds. Don't go away. Call in 800-313-9443 is the number. I'll be right back.